Today's shiur is Masechta Avodah Zarah, Daf Dalet. We will begin on Daf Gimel Amud Beis at the last of the middle type lines. Amar Gedolim Shmuel Maidik Siv, the Pasuk says in Chabakuk, V'tasa Oysam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'tasa Adam, you created people, K'degei Hayam, like the fish in the sea. K'degei Yam, K'remish Le'moshe Bay, like a place where there are, that nobody can rule over them. Why are people compared to the fish of the sea? Why are people compared to the fish of the sea? When we speak about the fish in the sea, as soon as they come to dry land, they cannot survive. So too, when we speak about human beings, when they are no longer learning Torah and mitzvahs, they right away die. So I saw that the Mefarshim point out that why are they specifically compared to fish? Because fish, as they leave the ocean and they come onto dry land, for a short while they'll still be able to survive, and then afterwards they will perish. People, you may see people, says the Pesach Hanayim, that are walking around and they look like they're alive. But just like the fish, as soon as they hit dry land, will not be able to survive long term, so too, a person who is devoid of Torah will not be able to survive. Because just like fish need water, so too does do Klal Yisrael need Torah. Based, as we know, the Gemara Masechta Brachos Daf Samech Aleph on Beis teaches us that Rabbi Akiva said to Pappas Ben Yehuda that there was a shul, a fax, that was standing on the beach and said to the fish, come out and you'll be able to be not trapped in the fish nets. And the fish answered, What you're asking of us is extremely foolish. Why is it extremely foolish? Because we, as we are in the ocean, which is our natural habitat, we need to survive. We need to survive. Certainly, when we're not going to be in our natural habitat, we will, in the dry land, there's no way we could survive. Klal Yisrael has enough challenges to survival, but certainly, when we're not with Torah, we have no chance of survival. Another way to understand the pasuk says the Gemara Madagim Shabiyam. When we speak about the fish in the sea, Kivin Shekodim Lechama, when the sun beats on them hard, Yad Mesim, they cannot survive the heat. Kach Bnei Adam, Kivin Shekodim Lechama, human beings when they're in the extreme heat, Yad Mesim cannot survive. Ibayis Ema says the Gemara, what does that mean? Some say he refers to Olam Hazeh, that if it's too hot in this world, people cannot survive. Ibayis Ema, another pshat is Olam Haba. And the Gemara explains itself. Ibayis Ema, Olam Hazeh, Kerem Chanina, Domer Chamnina, Hakab De Shemaim, everything is Bidei Shemaim, Chutz Mitzir Mepachim, except for heat and cold. A person cannot control anything, but he can control that he shouldn't expose himself to heat or to cold. So, of course, Tosfos asks that the Gemara Masechta Brachos Daf Lamed Gimel teaches us, Hakav De Shemayim Chutz Miyir Shemayim. So we see it's that Yir Shemayim is in our hands. So he explains that Gemara is speaking about a child as it is in its mother's womb. A child that is in its mother's womb, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu decrees what will be about that child, what that child will end up being, except if it'll be a tzaddik or rasha. That is up to us. Here we're not speaking about what is a person, what is this child, what is this person predestined to be or not be. Here we're referring to in this world what will happen and what will not happen in this world. And the Gemara says what will happen or not happen in this world is not in our control. Chutz mipachim. Shnema, A person who's smart avoids them by being careful how he dresses in the summer, in the winter, etc. And the other way to understand what this means is Lalam Habak, Rav Shimon ben Lakish, Tam Rav Shimon ben Lakish, and Gehenim Lasa Lavai. There won't be Gehenim Lasa Lavai. And the Ran explains, it doesn't mean the Gehenim, the people who did Averis in this world, fall into that Gehenim. That Gehenim, of course, will remain even in the next world. What's being referred to here is, after there will be Tchias HaMesim, the Gemara says that there won't be Gehenim. Ella, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Maitzi Chama Min Atika, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take out the sun with its all its power, or magder, and it will beat. Rishayim Nidonim Ba, the Rishayim will be punished with that powerful sun, but Tzadikim is Rappin Ba, Tzadikim will use it for a fool. Rishayim Nidonim Ba, the Ksiv, Hinei Yom Boyer Katana, there's a day coming that will be hot like a furnace, Vayikol Zeidim Kol Oysa Resha Kash, that all the Rishon will compare to straw. V'leit oisum hayom abo om Hashem tzavokos. They'll be consumed, so says Hashem, asher lo yazv lehem sharish v'oinav. They will have no remnant. Lo sharish b'olam hazeh. They won't have anything left in this world. V'lo oinav lo olam haba. They won't have anything in the next, they won't have anything in the next world. So, of course, the question is that we, of course, all recognize that sun is something that that the sun and the cold are something that we can watch ourselves from. So what is the Gemara asked the Mefarshim teaching us here so profound that a person should watch himself? So I saw that the Mefarshim explained that here we're not speaking about cold and hot in the physical sense of cold weather or warm weather. But rather, what is being referred to here is that sometimes a person has to be cool towards some situations, and sometimes a person has to be enthusiastic to a certain situation. What the Gemara means to say is, Hakob Dei Shemayim, Chutz Mitzinim Apachim, will we have the right perspective? Will we be cold towards situations that we should not get enthusiastic about? Will we be warm towards situations that we should be enthusiastic about? And according to this pshat, the Maimer Chazal that we said a moment ago, that Hakav Dei Shemayim Chutz MiYerushalayim, is very consistent with this. Just like Yerushalayim is in our control, our attitude towards situation is the same. The Gemara here says that the sun will come out, Kadosh Baruch Hu will bring out that powerful sun, Tzadikim will have a refuah, and the Rishayim will be punished. So I saw a pshat that when Tzadikim are rewarded, and when Tzadikim have great schar, that is the biggest punishment. When they see that the Tzadikim have refuah, that bothers them the most. A similar pshat that I saw is that Tzadikim, what bothers Tzadikim in this world? What bothers Tzadikim the most in this world is how they see that Rishoyim are successful. But when Mashiach comes, M'heir V'yameinu, and it will become evident that the Rishoyim's success was very minimal, and the Tzadikim's success now is permanent in the next world, that will be the biggest yeshua for the Tzadikim and the biggest punishment for the Rishon. I saw, it's very well known that Reb Cheskel Bramsky was exiled to Siberia by the Russians. And as we could well understand that in Siberia, it was fantastically cold. And not only that they was fantastically cold, but they used to be so horrible, and they used to make the people, the Jews, the prisoners, run in that freezing weather barefoot, and many people did not survive. Rav Chaskel Abramsky said that our Gemara teaches us Hakam de Shemaim Chutz Mitzinim Mepachim. He says, in normal situation, a person has the ability to control that he should be careful to wear the proper clothing to take care of himself according to the weather situation. But here, where it's not in my control, I'm in Siberia and I'm not given the ability to take care of myself. He said, all I could say was Shemreni Keil Kechasisi Bach. I only have you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to rely on, even regarding situations that normally are in our control. And he says that even as a child, he said, he was a weak child and he would get colds often. Incredibly, while he was in Siberia, he was healthier than ever before. He never had a cold. Because in this world, I think what he meant to say is, it's our obligation to take care of ourselves and make sure that we don't get sick. And that we can't be confident that we will be able to do that properly. But in a world where he lived, where even for the Tzinim U'Pachim, there's only Hashem to rely on, there he was able to completely rely on Hashem, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu took care of him. Tzadikim is Rappin, but how do we know that Tzadikim will have this son, will bring them a refuah? It says, the Gemara D'Ksiv, the Pasuk says, V'zachon chem yirishmi shem etztoko u'map b'chnefer, the son will shine and bring a refuah for them. V'layoid m'sadnaba, that sun will serve as a way for them to enjoy. They will be able to take pasture like animals who take pasture out in enjoyment. What happens amongst the fish is that the fish, the larger fish, devour the smaller fish. If not, that there was a government and there isn't anarchy, well, what happened would be God Mechaveri Boileis Chaveri. Anybody who's larger than somebody else, stronger than somebody else, would devour them. And that's why we learned from Chanina Sagana Kahanam Omer, Hamispal B'Shlemi Shalmalchus. He used to say, Davin for the Shlemi Shalmalchus, Shemari Shalmalchus. If not for them, says Chanina Sagana Kahanam, Ish Esrei Chayim below, we would not be able to survive. I saw that the Kotzker Rebbe said, Hab Mispahul B'Sholem Shamachas, that when there's Sholem Malchus, when things are quiet in the world, so what do the nations of the world begin to think about? That they begin to think about what can we do to cause Klai Yisrael to suffer. So that's what the Gemara says. Says the Kotzka, Mispala b'shloima shemalchus. When there's shalom in the world, that's when you have to be mispalo that they shouldn't come up, that the shchina, that the nochrim should not come up with ways of causing us tzaris. The Sefer Shem Eliezer Av explains that the shalom and shemalchus is not referring to the governments of the world, but rather it's speaking about the Shalom, Shamalchus means the Shechina Kedosha. What we have to understand is Hamaspal B'Shalom Shamalchus, that we constantly have to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have to constantly daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He should watch us. Because if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to watch us, we have no chance to survive in this world. Rechanina Mapapa Rami, Ksiv, Shagkai lemetzoni shagi koyach. Shagi koyach means that we haven't found that a Kadosh Baruch Hu uses all of his might, his energy in this world. But on the other hand, the pasuk says in Tehillim, the ksiv gol aneinu rav koyach. The siv, and it says in the pasuk, the shira that we say every morning, yimincha Hashem nadari b'koyach, yimincha Hashem tiratz oyev. So we see that Kadosh Baruch Hu does use all of his might. Answers the Gemara Loikasha. Kan b'shas adin. When a Kadosh Baruch Hu, when it's a shas adin, then a Kadosh Baruch Hu uses all of his might. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on the contrary, has rachmanos on Klal Yisrael, and doesn't, says Rashi, and doesn't punish them with all of his might. Kam b'shas melchama, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking revenge against the nations of the world who are doing tzoros for Klal Yisrael, he goes with all of his might. Rav Chana bar B'chanina Rami k'siv, chema enali, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have midas akas. The k'siv, on the other hand, it says, Noikim Hashem Abal Chema, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does have the midas akas, loikasha kam b'Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when it comes to how he relates to Klal Yisrael, it's without kas, kan b'ayv dekachavim. In relation to the Ovid Kachavim, there HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes with all of his anger to punish them. Rav Chanina bar Papa Amar, Chema Enali. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that when the Pasuk is speaking about Klal Yisrael, Chema Enali Shkvar Nishbati, I already made a shvua that I will not use my anger against Klal Yisrael. Shenema, as the Pasuk says, Miit Neini Shloi Nishbati. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself says, Halavai, I wouldn't have made that shvua. Eh, Yishrama v'shayis v'mechama, I would have destroyed them. But I'm obligated to keep what I had already said. V'anadam Rabbi Alexander. And this says the Gemara is very consistent with what Rabbi Alexander taught us. Ma'idik siv, v'hoye b'yayim ahu, avakish lahashmin es kol agayim. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is going to want to destroy all the nations of the world. So the question is avakish from me. Who does Hakadosh Baruch Hu need to get permission from? Says the Gemara, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Avakshe B'Gnozei Shalhem. I will look at the records. Im Yesh L'Bechus, if they have Schus, Eftem, I will redeem them. From Lav, Ashmidem. I will have no choice but to destroy them. It says the Gemara, V'Hanan Domer Rav Amaydik Siv, Ach Loiboi Yishlach Yad Im Bepidoi Lehem Shuvah. Yisrael says to Klal Yisrael, "K'sheni donas Yisrael, when I judge Klal Yisrael, ain't any dona isom kaiv the chavim. I don't look at them as I look at the nochrim. The k'siv eva ava 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 simena that HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes them when they've done terrible. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says they acted terribly. I will act terribly towards them, but rather ava ni'ef nifrimhem." Even when I have to chas v'sholem punish Klal Yisrael kefit shetana goylus, I won't punish them terribly and a lot at one time. It'll be like the mouth of a chicken that eats a little at a time, and I will punish them only a little at a time. Davacha, afilius en Yisrael oisem mitzvah lefenai kimat. Even Klal Yisrael do minimal mitzvahs kefit shetana goylum shemenakim ba'ashka, that like the mouth of chickens that go in the garbage, that how much do they take at a time? And in mitzar from the chesed gadol, I will combine all of their mitzvahs to one to make it considered like a big mitzvah. Shenemar and befiu land shuva. And the Torah Chaim explains that whenever the Gemara or Chazal speak about a mitzvah, the mitzvah that they're referring to is the mitzvah tzedakah. And what the Gemara means to say here is that a person might not have given a lot of tzedakah in his lifetime. But what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says is, I'm going to take all of those small donations that they've given to tzedakah and combine them. And by combining all of those minor contributions, it becomes significant. Dav Acher, another pshat, says the Gemara, B'schar Shemeshavim, Shava is lashon of crying out. B'schar Shemeshavim, Lefonai, because in the schar that Klal Yisrael cry out HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ani Mashiach Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu waits for our tefillah, and when we daven HaKadosh Baruch Hu hears us and helps us. V'anadam HaRav HaMaydik Siv, the Pasuk says, V'noichi Eftem V'heimu Dibra Alayk Zovim, Ani Amati Eftem B'mamonim B'olam Hazah. I said that Klal Yisrael will have Yeshua, because of the money, because of the tzedakah that we just discussed, that they do in this world. Kedei shiyiskul olam haba. In order, through that, they will have olam haba. V'heim dabra like kezovim, and they say that I'm taking away their money. I'm not taking their money away. I'm giving them the opportunity to do tzedakah. And by giving them that wonderful opportunity to do tzedakah, that's how they will have Yeshua. I said that they may have to suffer in this world because through Chas V'Shalom, their suffering in this world, they will be able to have a Yeshua in the next world. And they think that I'm just punishing them and there's no explanation to what happened. Says the Marmishtabach Ravua Lemine, Ravua with say in front of the Minim, in front of the Apikarsim, Rav Safra, speaking about Rav Safra, the Adam Godelhu, that he is a great person. What the reason he did that, explains the Yaakov, because the Yaakov asks a question. The Gemara says, Chazal teach us, La'olam ayisapa Adam, b'shvacha shal Adam, one shouldn't overly praise somebody, shmetoich shvacha, if you're going to keep on speaking, praising him, atamagia l'gnuso, you may come to speak badly about him. So why was it permissible for him to speak about him that way? So the Yin Yaakov explains, because Talmidei Chachamim were exempt from taxes, but you had to really be a Talmud Chacham. So we're saying that Rav Safra is a great Talmud Chacham, and therefore he should be exempt from paying taxes. Shafle Michsa to Tleisishnin, and therefore they exempted him from paying taxes for 13 years. Yom Echad Ashkechua. One day these Minim met Rav Safra. Amalei, and they asked him, Ksiv, Rak Eschem Yadat Mikol Mishpachos Adami, Hadama, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I only knew Klai Yisrael from everyone on the world. Alken Efkar Alechem is Kol Avinaseichem. Says the Gemara, Man De Islei Sisya, somebody who's angry and he wants to punish somebody. Berachmi Mapkalei, does he let out his anger on his person that he loves or on the person he doesn't love? So why is he choosing Klai Yisrael to be the subject of his anger? Says the Gemara Ishtuk, so Rav Safra did not answer. Ramay Sudra B'Tzavrei, so they took out a handkerchief or a rag to put around his neck because he refused to answer, and they wanted to choke him. And the pshat in the Gemara says the Yin Yaakov is here to be told that he's such a great Talmud Chacham. So they couldn't imagine that he doesn't know the answer to this question. He certainly knows the answer to the question. He just doesn't want to answer them because the pasuk says, Al tan ksil, don't answer a fool. And therefore, he's treating them like fools, and that, of course, irritated them. Also, Ravua Ashkechinu. So Ravua finds what's happening here. Amalu, amai mitzatale, why are you treating him this way? Amalu, v'lava matal and adam gadalhu, haven't you said that he's a great individual? And here we see he's not able to explain this pasuk. Amulhu, aim at the amul chabatanai. What I said that he's a great person, he's in Mishnayis, halacha. In Gadata, he's not that great. Did I ever say that he's great in that subject? Amulay, maishna de atin yedisin. Why do we know that you do know how to say pshat in a pasuk? Yet he does, says the Gemara. Then Minan and Fenshim Einim. We try, I know that there are many people like you, and I need to have answers for you. Inu, but Loi Ma'ini, he doesn't encounter people like you, and therefore he doesn't have to be knowledgeable and be prepared to answer you. Amalei, Lema Lanat. Okay, so we accept why he can't answer Pshat Naposik. So why did you tell us? Amalu, Sirbavu said, Emshalam Marshal, Lamad Davidimer. How do we understand what happened here? Lodim Shinosh Vishnei B'nei Adam. A person is trying to collect a debt from two people that owe him money. Echad Ahava, one is a person who he's a friend with. Vechad Son, and one is a person who's not his friend. Oiva Nifrim Menem Atmat. He has to get payment from everybody, but from his enemies, from his friend, in order not to put on excessive pressure on his friend, he takes a little at a time. Sinai, but when it comes to his enemy, who he doesn't care about nefamim and basachas. So to Klai Yisrael, he punishes them, and maybe we get punished often, but it's just it's in a manageable way. The pasuk says, Avram Avinu says, Chalilacha masois kedav hazeh lohamit tzadikim rasha. Om Avram Alfin HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, chulu lach masois kedav hazeh. It's not something that you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, should be doing, lohamit tzadikim rasha, that tzadikim rasha should be punished. V'loi, says the Gemara, is that true? Doesn't the pasuk say in Yecheskel v'ksiv v'chratim mcha tzadik v'rasha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does punish the tzadikim and the rishoyim? Answers the Gemara, but tzadik she'en a gomer. A tzadik who's not a tzadik gomer, that's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu behaves. Alba tzadik gomer, when someone's a tzadik gomer, loy. V'ksiv, says the Gemara, but there's another pasuk in Yecheskel. The pasuk says, u'memigdashi techelu, v'taner Rav Yosef, v'atikri memigdashi el memikudoshei. And what does that mean? Elu bnei Adam. It refers to individuals she kaimus kol ha-Torah me'alef metav that keep the entire Torah, and still the pasuk says that they are punished. Answers the Gemara: Hasam nami. There is also they deserve punishment. Kimin shayu biyadim limchais. Since they had the ability. To be limchais, to protest when these people don't do what they're supposed to do, v'loy michu, and they didn't do that. Havalei tzadikim shene gemurim. They may be great tzadikim, but they're not considered enough of tzadikim because they should have protested when they saw Rishayim. Of course, there are situations when they are supposed to protest, and the situations when they're not supposed to protest. Says the Gemara, Ra Papa Rami, Ksiv, Kael, Zoyim, B'Kol Yoyim. The Kadosh Baruch Hu gets angry every day. V'Ksiv, but yet there's another pasuk says, Lefnei Zamoy, Miyamoyd. That when a Kadosh Baruch Hu gets angry, there's nobody that could survive his anger. So if a Kadosh Baruch Hu gets angry every day, how does the world continue to exist? Answers the Gemara Loi Kasha. When a Kadosh Baruch Hu gets angry at a Yochid, then that person cannot survive. Tam B'Tzibur, when a Kadosh Baruch Hu gets angry at the Tzibur, they can survive. Tana Abanan, so the Gemara says, the Pasuk says, Kael Zoyim B'Kol Yoyim. The Kama Zamoy, how long does that anger last? Rega. The Kama Rega, how long is a Rega? Says the Gemara, Echem Mechamesh Ribu V'Shloish Alof M'Shmoyna Meiz V'Aboam M'Shmoyna B'Shoah. The amount of 553,848 parts of an hour. Zui rega, that's the amount of a rega. Ven kabar yichayim l'chavin. No one knows when that happens. Ven kabar yichayim l'chavin, I say, chutz mi Bila Marasha. Bila Marasha knows. Because the pasuk says about Bila Marasha, v'yidei das elyon, what is meant, says the Gemara, when the pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Yudei Das Elyon, because the Gemara says, Efshe Das Behemta Le'ev Yodah, Bilam wasn't able to fathom what his animal thought, as we're going to see in a moment. And Das Elyon, the Pasuk says, Das Elyon, he was able to figure out the Das Elyon, and as the Tosfos explains, when the Pasuk says Yudei Das Elyon, it's a very powerful pasuk. The pasuk is saying that he didn't even need das nevuah. He didn't even need nevuah to establish when a Kadosh Baruch Hu gets angry. And therefore, that, says the Gemara, how can we say that about a person like Bilam, who has a history that he couldn't even figure out what his animal wanted? What does that mean? My das behem alav yata. So ask the Gemara, what does that mean? Says the Gemara, b'ne dechazah, when the messengers of Moav saw that Bilam was riding on a donkey, they asked him, why don't you ride on a horse? Because a horse travels much quicker, and you should have ridden on a horse to get the bullock quicker. I left the horse by the swamp, that's where it has grass, and since it has grass, it's a good place for it to go out and eat. And as the Mashal explains, what he said to them was, as I told you originally, I can't go anywhere without the permission of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu originally told me not to go. And since HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me not to go, I figured I don't need my horse. And if I don't need my horse, I put him out to pasture. Amalei, Miad, says the Gemara, V'tayma Asam, V'bilam, Halay Noiche Samcha. I am the one that you always ride on. Don't use this excuse. Amala, Latina Ba'alma. I use this animal, I use the donkey to always use it to carry packages. Because as the Mashal explains, that they use donkeys more typically to carry packages. Amalai, and the Asim doesn't let him get away. And he says, Chirachaftalai, you use me for riding. So to which Bilam says, Akroi ba'elma. It just happens once in a while. This isn't a regular occurrence. Amalai, ma'oit chvada yoim azeh. This is constant. V'loyoit, ashli asulcha rechivis b'yoim, vishis b'layla. By night, by day, you ride on me. And at night, you have relations with me. Ksiv hacha, what makes us say that? Ksiv hacha, chaskin eskanta lasulcha ka. The ksiv hasam, regarding the woman that was prepared for David HaMelech, v'tiloi seichenes. Says the Gemara. So here we see that Bilam's knowledge was extremely limited. Says the Gemara, "Lamav yidei das elyon, shal yidei lachavan oisus shosha Hakadosh Baruch Hu koyespa." He was able to figure out when Hakadosh Baruch Hu gets angry. V'anin dekam navi, and that's what the navi says to Klai Yisrael, "Ami, my people, zchad na mayatz Balak Melech Moav. What was the plan of Balak?" Amr Belazar, what's Pshat in this Gemara? Amr HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Klai Yisrael, Amri, my people rule, come to Tokus Asisim Eichem, how generous I was with you. Shlekasti Aleichem Kol Yisrael Yomim, all of those days that Bilam was trying to get me angry at you, I did not get angry. Shimkasti Aleichem, Lenishtayim Me'ov Dekachavim, there would be nothing left from Klai Yisrael, Nalinshtayim Me'ov Dekachavim, Ma'asenem Shei Yisrael, Sorry the Pollet, there would be no one that could have possibly survived. The pasuk says, "V'lekach telchem b'yoyim arishin." What does it mean, "V'lekach telchem b'yoyim arishin"? So I saw that the Sefer told us Yaakov answers. Bilam was wanted to curse Klai Yisrael, and Tysus asks a question: what could have Bilam possibly said in that 1 second that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry? So Tysus gives two terutzim. One terutz that Tysus gives is that he could have said, Kali, destroy them. And the other terutz that he gives is, as long as he began, he could have finished. So that's what the pasuk says, V'lekachtem lechem. Take the letters of lechem, which are the same letters of the word Kali. Lekachtem lechem. Instead of using those letters to punish Klal Yisrael, what really happened is that by us doing mitzvahs, for example, the mitzvah of Dalaminim, that is how we prevent that there should not be any kalim, that there should not be anything that will destroy, that will not be able to destroy Klal Yisrael, because we take the lechem, we take those words, we take that letter, and we use it for powerful. Says that I once saw that Rav Nachum Miyitvetz said he wants to daven, he wants to at least experience one tefillah that is one word of tefillah that he says properly. Says the Gemara, so he said, why? Because just like we learn in our Gemara, that Bilam could have said throughout one word terrible punishment on Klal Yisrael. If me the toiva merubim me the pranius, and through one word of proper tefillah, then the halachu certainly that we would have been able to be saved from that would be able to be saved from all tzaras. But we have to say that word. We have to say that word properly. So I saw that the other teretz that we said was that Taisa says that if he would have begun the klala, then he would have been able to continue the klala even after he began, even though it's past the time. So he says that's what we say in the Zmiris Friday night. Meshoich chazdecha liyadecha. Meshoich chazdecha. If klala, if you started in a bad time, it could be extended into a good time, then certainly meshoich chazdecha, the chesed Hashem, the chesed of Hashem, could go even further. I saw a very interesting medrash that the chamor that we just discussed of Bilam was actually that chamor is the chamor that will ultimately be the chamor that Mashiach will come on. We know that Mashiach will be Ani v'roichav al chamor. And what will happen is that chamor, just like at that time, saved us, so too that chamor will be the chamor that will bring Mashiach. So I saw that the Paiskim suggest that this concept that we started speaking, that as long as you began the klala in a difficult time, then in the time of the klala, then it could continue even afterwards. So again, I saw the Shaul Tshuvas Eretz Tzvi uses this for halacha lemaisa. He says that let's say somebody, of course we have to be careful, to always daven within the Zman Tefillah. Let's say somebody began davening when it's still within the Zman Tefillah, but now the Zman Tefillah has passed. What is the halacha? So the Paiskim suggest, the Eretz Tzvi suggest, that if by Midas Peronius, by the klola, as if you began in the time where the klola is effective, and then you extend it, the halacha is that the klola remain, then you could continue. So certainly by Midas Taiva, if you began in a time where it's still a proper time for davening, you could extend it past that into the time when it's no longer Zman Tefillah. And that's also why many have a minig to say Tehillim after they daven. Once we've begun davening, and we have the schus of the tefillah, and the power of the tefillah, so then afterwards, when we continue saying that Tehillim, the power of the Tehillim continues even afterwards. Vayna de Kamar Bilam LeBalak, and that's what Bilam says to Balak, Mak Ekev LeKavakel, how could I curse if HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want me to curse? Mazam LeZom Hashem, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not getting angry all of these days, there's nothing I could do. Says the Gemara, again, the Kamazama, how long does the anger of HaKadosh Baruch Hu last? Rega. Says the Gemara, the Kamarega, how long is the time of Rega? Says the Gemara, Amar Meim Vitem Ravina, Rega Kememri. The Rega is the amount of time it takes to say the word Rega. Says the Gemara, how do we know that that is the amount of time that a Kadosh Baruch Hu gets upset? The pasuk says, "Kerega bi'apoy chayim b'tzaynay." Rabbi say, "Mahachi chavi kamat rega." The Navi in Yeshaya tells us, "Hide for that rega ad yavazam until there will be a time that my anger will pass." Says the Gemara. So when is that time? Amos Rasach. When does a Kadosh Baruch Hu get angry? Says the Gemara Abaya, "B'tlas shoy kamaisa." The first 3 hours of the day, ki chivra kabata the tanagoyel, when the crown on the top of the chicken turns white. That's the time that the Kadosh Baruch Hu gets angry. What's pshat in that time? Because at that time, when does the crown of the chicken get white? When the sun comes out. And that's the time, explained the Mefarshim, where all the nations of the world start worshipping the sun. And when they start worshipping the sun, that's what gets HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rachman and Tzlan, angry. Ask the Gemara, Kol Shata V'Shata Mecha Chivra, it's always getting white. Answers the Gemara, Kol Shata is Beisuruki Simki. The rest of the day that has red lines, it has red lines in that crown. Hayishat, at that moment when a Kadosh Baruch Hu gets angry, less be Surik Simke, it's pure white. Shua ben Levi, Hamitzalehu Minib, there was a apicurus who lived in his neighbor Bekroy, always was bothering him about psukim. So one day he took a chicken, vukmi ben karav de arsa, and he put it by his bed for ayimba. And his goal was to constantly look at that chicken to know that when the time sover, he thought kimata hishate, when the moment that a Kadosh Baruch Hu gets upset, gets angry, comes, I'll curse that person kimata hishate. And says the Gemara, when that moment came, Nimnim, Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi fell asleep. Omar, so he said, Shmamina lav oirich ar lemevet hachi. This is not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do. And why not? Because the Pasuk says, V'rachma v'al kamasu k'siv. K'siv gam onish lo tzadik lo toiv. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want that we should use the method of klola. And Taisa says a chiddush, that even maybe physical punishment may be permissible, but klola, using that type of behavior, is not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yosef, Lo Lishne Inis Lusa De Masafa. Says the Gemara, Tana, Mishmed Rameyer, B'shar Shemalachem Menichen Kesreim B'Risheim. When the kings of the world put on their crowns, M'shtachvin L'Chama, and they bow down to the sun, that is the moment, Miyad Kais HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is the time where Kadosh Baruch Hu gets upset. Amar Rav Yosef, to which comes Rav Yosef, Lo Litzli Inis Lusa De Masafa, a person shouldn't daven Musaf, but Tlash Shai Kamais the Yoma, in the first 3 hours of the day. The Yoma Kamad Rashata, on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, you want to daven Musaf. Be careful not to daven Musaf during the first 3 hours of the day. Yachid, when you're davening Bechidis, Dilma Kivin the Mifkadina, because as we're learning, that's the time of the day where Kadosh Baruch Hu gets upset. Dilma me'ayin of day, and that's what's going to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to look at this person and see if he's worthy to have a great year. Davchalei mitchen, he could end up being punished. There's a question amongst the mafarshim: is this only the first day, or if is the second day as well? And it's interesting, the Shulchan Aruch, when it brings down this halacha, doesn't write the words B'yoy Mekama. The Shulchan Aruch says, on Rosh Hashanah, you shouldn't daven at that time. What makes, says Rashi, Tfilis Musaf so important? So Rashi says, because by Tfilis Musaf, we know we say the Psukim Amalchis, Zechroinus, the Shofris, and that's the time when a Kadosh Baruch Hu judges us and makes a decision how the year will go. And therefore, that's not the time to daven at that time. The Magen Avraham says that he asks a question: is it applied to everybody? Was only applied to a person who demands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do good for him. Ask the Gemara if that's the concern. So then, even the tzibur shouldn't daven in that time. Ask the Gemara, tzibur. A tzibur has schusim, and therefore, since the tzibur has schusim, they have less to be concerned about davening that time. So then, we shouldn't daven shachris. A yachid should not daven shachris at that time, because, and I sort of mefarshim explain that unlike us, that don't only say the psuk of malchi zechronis and shayfris by musaf. They used to say Malchus Zechronus and Shofris by all the tefillas. So Yochid, if he's davening Shachris at that time, should be concerned, as we just learned. Answers the Gemara, Kivin Deiket Tzibur De Kamatzlei. Since the Tzibur is davening at that time, Loi Kamitchi, then even if he's not davening together with the Tzibur, it's not as bad if he's not davening. If he's davening even B'Yechidus, as long as he's davening with them, I saw that the Paiskim have a very interesting discussion. If somebody is late in his davening on Shabbos, and when he's up to Shachris, the Tzibur is up to Musaf, should he at least try to daven Shachris to daven his shacharis when the tzibur is davening musaf. And many paiskim suggest that that would be appropriate because even though he's not davening the same tefillah, but since it's a time when the tzibur is davening, the Gemara says if you daven when the tzibur davens, it's most helpful. And that's why the halacha also is that if somebody unfortunately cannot daven tefillah b'tzibur and he's davening at home, he's davening on a b'yichidus, there are two things he should try to do. One thing he should try to do is if he's not davening b'tzibur, but he should at least daven at the time that the tzibur is davening. And the other thing that he should perhaps try to do, even if he can't daven with a minyan, he should at least daven b'yichidus. He should at least daven b'yichidus in a shul, because the tefillah in a shul is much more powerful than the tefillah in a private home. Says the Gemara, but we learned previously in Daf Gimel, V'amrit Shal Shoshanis HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yoshvais B'Torah. During the first 3 hours of the day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is learning Torah. And only through the second 3 hours of the day does he start to judge the world. Answers the Gemara, Epoch. We have to turn it around and say that it's the first 3 hours when he judges and the second 3 hours as we learn Torah. Says the Gemara, V'ibayseim lo elam leitepoch. Don't reverse what we learned previously. Torah d'ksibay emes, d'ksiv, regarding the Torah, it says, emes knei v'al tumker. And that pasuk is referring to Torah, that a person is supposed to spend a lot of money to learn Torah, but not teach for money. He should be prepared to teach without getting payment. En HaKadosh Baruch Hu ois l'fnei mishur sadin. At that time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is treating the world with the midas ha'emes. But when we speak about din, the time where HaKadosh Baruch Hu begins to judge the world, and there the Torah doesn't use the word, the pasuk doesn't use the word din, then the halach is, it doesn't use the word emes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu ois l'fnei mishur sadin, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is more with rachmanis. Why? So I saw somebody who learns Torah doesn't need l'fnei mishur sadin, because he has the biggest chus, the chus of Torah. Other people who don't have that chus need it. Yoim mei terah be'egel simen. Gufo amar Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi ma'idik siv. Asha anoichem tzavcha hayoim la'soysom. We learn from this pasuk, hayoim la'soysom, v'lemocha la'soysom. We only have the ability to do mitzvahs while we are in this world. When we are in Olam Haba, then we don't have the ability to do mitzvahs anymore. Hayoim la'soysom, v'loyoyim litol scharam. On the other hand, schar mitzvah hay amaleka. What the Gemara is teaching us here is that in this world, we don't get necessarily schar for our mitzvah, but hayoim la'soysom. In this world, it's the time where we're supposed to do the mitzvah. And in the next world is the time where we get paid. And as I sort of mafarshim explained, we learned this concept previously. Ein schiris el l'psoif. When a person is hired for a job, he only gets paid for the job when he finishes the job. Another pshat that I saw from in this Gemara, Yom La'Soysom, Loi L'moch La'Soysom, is all speaking about this world. In this world, Hayom La'Soysom, as soon as we have the opportunity to do a mitzvah, Hayom La'Soysom, grab the opportunity to do the mitzvah. Loi L'moch La'Soysom, don't push it off for later. Amishu B'Levi call mitzvahs. She is all Eisen by Olam Hazah. All mitzvahs that Klai Yisrael do in this world, Boris Amidus Eisen by Olam Haba, will come and say testimony for him in the next world. Shnema Yitnu Edeim V'Yitztoku Yishmu V'Yomer Emes. Yitnu Edeim V'Yitztoku El Yisrael, that the mitzvahs will come and say, Edus that Klai Yisrael fulfill these mitzvahs. Yishmu V'Yomer Emes El Oiv D'Kachavim. The Oiv D'Kachavim will have to admit to the way we behaved in this world, and therefore, they're going to have to admit that we deserve great schar in the next world. All the mitzvahs that we do in this world, they will serve and demonstrate to the Omas Olam, look what Klai Yisrael did. It doesn't say that they're going to be used against the nations of the world. Ela, Leine Amid, Lamed, that the nations of the world will come and see what was the difference between us and them. Boys, they're going to demonstrate to the Na'akum how we acted so very differently than they did in this world. And because we acted so very differently than they did, we are the ones that are deserving of schar l'olam haba.